You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Henat Baba. Today, we're going to meet three generations of one African-American family. Elsie Stewart retired a decade ago as a supervisor at the Four Seasons Clift Hotel in Union Square, where she worked for more than 40 years. Her son Emmanuel is an elementary school principal, and grandson Shaquille, he works in a San Francisco public school now too, while studying radio on the side. They all still live in the city, and we're going to hear about their experiences with the school district as part of our series Learning While Black, the fight for equity in San Francisco schools. And a quick note, the San Francisco Unified School District holds KALW's license, but the station is editorially independent. Now, let's hear from the family.
My name is Emmanuel Stewart. I am the father of Shaquille Stewart, eldest son of Elsie Stewart. And I graduated from George Washington High School in 1980. And I'm also the principal here at Dr. George Washington Carver Academic Elementary School for San Francisco Unified School District. I'm 56. My early memories of school are at Anza Elementary School, being able to walk to school with our community at that time. A lot of us went to the same school, and so we enjoyed walking to school. We also, some of us went to the same church, and if we didn't go to the same church, the churches that we all attended were pretty close to each other.
My name is Shaquille Stewart. I am the son of Emmanuel Stewart and the grandson of Elsie Stewart. And I graduated from George Washington High School in San Francisco, class of 2011. I am 25. I started off at Sheridan.
And then went to Charles Drew went for to a minute.
Oh yeah, went to Charles minute. Drew for a hot minute. I remember that. That was probably closest school being around people of color. We were bad. I know we were bad.
Inappropriate behavior.
We were bad, but it was a lot of fun going to Charles Drew for that short time. And Argonne, it was more out in the avenues. It was me and another African-American that was in my class, Demetrius. I remember him specifically, and it was always me. And me and him became really close friends because it was just us. How about you, Grandma?
Well, my name is Elsie Stewart. My age is 77, was born in Shreveport, Louisiana, and I am the mother of Emmanuel Stewart and the grandmother of Shaquille Stewart. When I came here from Louisiana, I went to Roosevelt. Teachers was friendly, and I didn't have any problems getting along with the kids because there was a lot of African-American children going there. And we got along well together. And after Roosevelt, I went to Pauley. They were friendly also because there was a lot of black kids there also. And we had fun. We had played volleyball in the back, but I wasn't good at volleyball. Not at all, because I was kind of a shy person. I'm just getting out of that since I'm getting older. I always remember one of my teachers, her name was Miss McPhee. She was really a nice teacher. She talked to us very well, and I liked her.
Well, I'm glad you remember some of them. As I got older and we were bussed out of our community, that's when school became not as enjoyable any longer. The bussing situation for us in the 70s, it was more of supporting somebody else's notion that black children should be integrated with other children and not attend the schools in their community anymore. And so we were bused from the Western Addition to the Richmond and Sunset. One worst incident that I do remember, when I got outside that day, it was many of the boys who caught the bus with me that were on the bench, and it was about 20 of us. They were accusing the boys of doing something at that time, but the entire bus load of us were on the bench for one lunch period and a couple of recess periods. So I remember sitting on the hot bench on a hot day for something we don't know if we did something or not. And so a lot of mixed emotions when it comes to elementary school, not so much with middle and high school. What were you going to say, Shaquille?
I was going to say
I knew you was going to say something.
Okay. My one memory I do remember, I'm playing dodgeball with these kids and the Asian kids and all that. And I remember I got a younger Asian kid out in dodgeball. I remember he got mad and he threw the ball at me and he called me the N-word. And I remember hearing that for the first time. I was like, wait, did he just do that? So my first instinct was one, I wanted to fight him, but I didn't. But I went and told the teacher, Ms. Eichel. It really set boundaries at the school for one, what you can do and what you cannot do around the African American students. And it put me in a different spot because I didn't really hang out with those kids anymore. And that's when I really started hanging out with Demetrius. But Demetrius was disabled as well. So he couldn't walk. He couldn't walk. So he was in a wheelchair and he had crutches for a lot of the time too. Middle school was fine for me. I loved going to MLK. MLK was a lot better because there was more African American students. Actually, we had a lot more African American teachers there, too, specifically. Mr. Bryson in sixth grade, who's still there now. And also Miss Gibson, who taught language arts. She was tough, but she was really great. I remember one class that she did for us. She did a whole class on etiquette. And I remember we had to come in, we had to teach her how to wear a tie.
Okay. I just remember just particular at Madison Elementary School, and they were not friendly at all. And they didn't understand that we had a strong work ethic. Many of those educators didn't understand that we attended school. We attended Sunday school. So if you didn't know, Shaquille, why your mom is always stressing this whole thing behind church and school and Sunday school and things like that, it comes from this background that many black folks believe that's where you get your formal training at, is in church. In elementary school, I still to this day cannot ever remember reading in elementary school, but often remember reading in Sunday school.
And it's a funny thing because when I was in elementary school, I read all the time, but I read to him. So my memories are mostly reading books to him or my mother, either at night or when I get home or something like that. I remember I read a book, he fell asleep.
Yep.
I read it so many times, so.
I don't have no memories of having a bad experience at school when I was going.
No.
None whatsoever.
No.
No.
You wouldn't.
Well.
I'm just saying.
We was kind of a quiet bunch of kids back then. Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah.
We were quiet.
That's the end of that conversation. I wasn't.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Right. And tried to disrupt everything within the system. Because the system was, to us, a broken system. And a lot of the cats that I went to school with were put up in remedial classrooms or special ed classrooms. They shouldn't ever been even considered to be put in classrooms where they couldn't achieve at. And to this day, I fight all of that. The whole stereotype of children who can't learn. I just don't believe that.
To me, when I got to high school at George Washington, I don't think I got the best education that I could have gotten there. And a lot of that was a little bit of me too. I didn't do what I was supposed to do. And a lot of it also was the school itself. Because there were so many kids there, they didn't really focus on black kids that went to WASH. Started freshman year, we had 30. Now when we graduated 4 years later, I think we had probably half that. I didn't feel like I was getting the most from the teachers. I had 5 different counselors in 4 years, at 2 in 1 year. I had one that left, and then I had one that quit, and another one that left.
I got upset with everybody up at the school, and then I became the angry black man up there, and so my wife had to take over. She's more calm than I am. Stepped in and intervened a couple of times, got him back on the right track, and then he finished.
It was predominantly Asian. They just were more pushing towards them. And if you're black and if you're an athlete, you're fine. They will help you out, they'll do whatever. But if you weren't an athlete, if you were just me, a regular student, you were just lost somewhere. They wanted to do a program with the African American students that were there. They wanted to put us all in classes together, AP classes together. And they told us they were going to try to do that. And then when we started that next semester, they didn't do that. I was in AP economics by myself, just so they separated us. I think building community with somebody that looks like you helps enrichment for you to learn a little bit better. That I got a lot better when I went to Skyline College in San Bruno. My writing got better. I did HBCU tour, which made me want to go to Talladega, which is a historically black college in Alabama, which I enjoyed, and I did well there. I was dean list 2 years.
Well, I didn't go to college. When I got out of high school, I got a little part-time jobs. And I did that for a while, and then met and got married and had him. But it was fun.
Very funny.
And the other two kids, they did good. They went to college and finished it. Well, I didn't have any problems with my kids at all, none whatsoever. I didn't have to go to juvenile, anything like that. Police wasn't called on anything. They were a bunch of nice children, they really was. So I just wish maybe I should have got a more of an education, but I didn't. But I'm good. I raised them. And now he's raising his own, and the others are really doing good in their job that they have. So I'm proud of them.
Those were the voices of Elsie, Emmanuel, and Shaquille Stewart, recorded and edited by KELW's education reporter Lee Romney. Their story is part of the series Learning While Black, the fight for equity in San Francisco schools. It was reported with the support of the Fund for Journalism on Child Well-Being, a program of the University of Southern California Center for Health Journalism. If you're African American and three generations of your family have attended San Francisco schools, we want to hear from you. Reach us at education@kalw.org and find the entire series at kalw.org.